Okay, so tonight's Dafyomi is sponsored by Gabriel and Gina Aronoff on the occasion of the birth of a grandson, Yosef. Mazel tov. And then I believe that Yaakov Savage wanted to sponsor today's Dafyomi also. I don't see him, but I think he wanted to sponsor it on the occasion of the yahrzeit of one of his parents. When he shows up, we'll sort it out. I think it was today. Okay, because he had the yahrzeit today. Okay, the top line, and I sign up at all. Okay, 77 in the top line. Okay, so right, so it's not a time. We did this yesterday. We'll go over again today. Okay, Tanana time. We learned the Mishnah over Masechet Shabbat. If you're in Darim b'Shabbat, that you're allowed to do Hafar and Darim. You're allowed to revoke the Darim vows on Shabbos. It means a father or a husband can revoke the vows on Shabbos. Then it's shalim with the rim shin the surah of Shabbat. And a person who sha'elef the darim go to a chacham or a bezdin to have hatar in the darim if the neder is for tzorach Shabbos, for the need of Shabbos. And Rabbi Libus was saying today, what is tzorach Shabbos? That let's say a person made a neder and he's not going to eat meat or something like that, or not going to drink wine and not have bread, that would be tzorach Shabbos. In other words, to enjoy Shabbos properly, you need to have access to those things. So as we mentioned yesterday, the question is, when it says Letzorach Shabbos, does that go on the Nedarim as well, or is just on, does this go on the Hafarat Nedarim, or just on the Shelas Nedarim? Let's see the Ran on this, the top line of the Ran, the upper left-hand corner, and on the Tam. So we learn the Mishnah of Perak Mishnah, the Mishnah Masech Shabbat, the Firm Nedarim, Bali Ishto, a husband for his wife, and Ishalim Nedarim Lefacham. In Darim b'Shabbat, the Tzorach b'Shabbat, Hadikatani, we're in Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph in the third line in the Ran. Hadikatani, the Tzorach b'Shabbat, Akulam Anitin Klai, it's referring to the whole Mishnah, the Filu Hafara Daf of the Tzorach b'Shabbat, that Hafara can only done be Tzorach Shabbos, O Dilma, Afilu Shola Tzorach Shabbat, or maybe even for when that connection with Shabbos, Lo Kaya La Shela, Mishim Dekim and Tzorach HaFama U'Shosha Yotot, Mechzik Dina. So here the Ran starts giving us the Svara. It could be that if since you need a chacham or you need three hedyotot, please turn all the things off. Okay, it says it looks like a din. It looks like a din. So So the halacha is a bezdin is not allowed to meet on Shabbos because it's a getter that they may come to write. Inami shinasha overet l'sheila. In addition to or in the alternative, say that when it comes to Shayla, so the Shayla can be done at any time. It doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. So this could hook in to an idea that Rabbi Lewis is mentioning, and he has it also in the Aladaf, that, you know, that some say the reason that we might not do Hafarat Nedarim on Shabbos is because it's too much of a tircha. Tircha is like an unnecessary effort on Shabbos. So with Shayla, there is no deadline. So let's let it ride. Let's just let it ride. But he says, but by the Hafara, so therefore it's only the Tzorach Shabbos will do it. But by Hafara, then you know the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. So let me just do a little piece over here. This is from the Daf Digest. He's the Allah Daf rather. So he mentions the Mishnah and he says the Ran indicates the reason it's forbidden to do Hatar and Darim on Shabbos is Mechzei Kedin. It resembles a court judgment, which is forbidden on Shabbos, as we spoke out. Alternatively, the Chidushei Ran in Shabbos explains that nullifying non Shabbos and Darim is forbidden on Shabbos because it's considered a needless tircha, a needless exertion. In other words, like tircha is defined, whatever the Chachamim felt you should be doing on Shabbos or not doing on Shabbos. And then the Tosfos Shabbos indicates that Hatar Nedarim and Shabbos is forbidden under the Isur of Mitzvah Chetzacha for dealing in business matters that were preparing to perform Lacha after Shabbos. So the Marsha and Erevin maintains for perform Hatar Nedarim Shabbos for the sake of a non-Shabbos Mitzvah. So we're saying focusing on Hatar Nedarim. So Hatar Nedarim, we're not Zion of an Aleph. We said Hatar Nedarim is clearly only allowed for Tosfos Shabbos. So the Marsha says, if it's for a mitzvah, you're not allowed to do the taras, even though it's for a mitzvah, but it's not a Shabbos mitzvah, you can't do the taras adarim. The Chuvas HaRashba, however, writes that a taras adarim is permitted on Shabbos for the sake of any mitzvah that one wishes to perform on Shabbos, even if it's not Shabbos related. He says, for example, if one made a neder which prohibits him from performing the mitzvah bikur kolim, he's permitted to seek annulment on Shabbos for the sake of visiting the sick man on Shabbos. Says Machloket, right, is right, yeah. The Tosel Shabbos permits the Tart Nadarm and Shabbos for the sake of any mitzvah, even for a mitzvah that will be performed after Shabbos. Accordingly, it's been seek a Tart Neder even for the sake of performing Bikur Kolim after Shabbos, according to the Tosel Shabbos. Now, the Kol Nidre service recited at the onset of Yom Kippur is understood by the Rush as an act of Tart Nadarim. In other words, there's a question, Machloket Mishanim, which we discussed, I think, earlier in the Masechta, that is the Tart Nadarim going to be Matir the previous Nadarim, or is it a declaration that future Nadarim should not take effect? So the Rush says in the past, he explains that since one does not specify his vows during Kol Nidre, it does not release one from all of his vows. Rather, it only releases one retroactively from vows that he's already transgressed, so as to protect him from punishment for his past violations. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees and maintains that the Kol Nidre recital does not serve to nullify one's past vows, because it lacks several conditions required for Atar Nadarim. Rather, he asserts a declaration regarding one's future vows, and should therefore be recited in the future tense. This type of annulment is based on the Gemara above on Chaf Gimel, which says that one can nullify his future vows by announcing in advance that he does not want them to take effect. Now the Rivash, wait, just one second. In other words, a person could declare ahead of time that I don't want Kafarat Nadarim. A person can say, I don't want any of my Nadarim to take effect. He makes a Modah. Now, the Rivash questions the Rush's opinion that Kol Nidre is a form of Hatarat Nadarim. So again, so the Rush says Kol Nidre is a form of Hatarat Nadarim, and that which is forbidden on Shabbos is also forbidden on Yom Kippur. So how could that be? We said that you're only allowed to be in the Shalom Nadarim on Shabbos, Tzorech Shabbos. So if you're doing like Hatarat Nadarim, what Tzorech Yom Kippur is there to do the Hatarat Nadarim on Yom Kippur? So how can we do Hatarat Nadarim? According to the Rush, that's the Rivash has on the Rush. He says the form of Tart Nadarim from both sides of Mishnah says that Tart Nadarim not performed the Shabbos and presumably also not on Yom Kippur. And the answer suggests that since according to the Rush, the recital of Kol Nidre serves to undo the violations of one's past vows by retroactively nullifying them, it's considered a Tzorech Yom, this city for the day of Yom Kippur, and that Yom Kippur is the day of atonement. It means, the way Rav Lee was saying, like, let's say he violated Nadarim, so now he's in sort of Gahak Mitzuris. So by doing the Hatarat Nadarim, now he lessens his Averis, so now it is Tzorech Yom. Now I need it for Yom Kippur. He says, alternatively, he says, Kol Nidre should be recited before nightfall to avoid a problem from the Tzorech Nadarim Yom Kippur. Indeed, the Ramah writes, customer recite Kol Nidre before nightfall. Okay, now, let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. First of all, Yaakov, did you want to sponsor today's Daf Yomi? So you want to sponsor it in memory? Who was closed? What? I don't handle the office, but just tell me what the story is.
Yeah.
Okay, in memory of, okay, and her name is? Her father. Okay, Yenta or Yeta? Yeta. Okay, so in addition to Gabriel Aronoff, Yaakov Savage is dedicating today's Daf Yomi, the Luna Shama of his mother, Yeta Bat Reb Shlomo Zalman? Reb Yoshua Falak. Yeta Bat Yoshua Falak, Zichron Lebracha. No, you're not interfering. We did it for today. Okay, we're fine. Okay, we're good. We're good. Everybody's good. Okay. Yeah, wait a few more lines. That'll come. Okay, please. Okay, no more discussion. Wait till after this year, and we'll discuss then. Okay? Let me do a few more lines in the Gemara, and then we'll talk. Okay? So he says on the second line of the Gemara, so Ibai Lahu, the question was asked in the base Medrash, Mithirim Nidarim B'Shabbat L'Tzorech HaShabbat. So are you allowed to do Hafarat Nidarim on Shabbos only for Tzorech Shabbos? So the question that we discussed already is right. Is Hafarat Nadarim subject to the same, you know, prescription that Tfilas Nadarim is? So, and we said one difference is by Hafarat Nadarim that the clock is running. So Tashma, so Detani Rav Zuti Debei Rav Papi. So Rav Zuti from the base medrash Rav Papi taught the following Braisa. The Braisa says, "In Mefirim Nadarim on Tzorech HaShabbat." So the Braisa is Mefurish that we can only do Hafarat Nadarim if the neder relates to, you know, Tzorech Shabbos, then we can do it, otherwise not. So Amar Ravashi, Halotanan Hachi. So Ravashi said, but in our Mishnah here in Masech Nedarim, we didn't learn that way. How so? Mishnah said, and we did this Mishnah last night, Nadra im Chashecha, if a woman makes a neder close to nightfall, Mefer Lodge Lotesha. Her husband can do a far Nedarim before nightfall. So if she makes the neder 10 minutes before the end of Shabbos, so the husband can do Hafar Nadarim for 10 minutes. That's all he have. Now, then the next line in the Mishnah says, Shim chashcha v'lo hefer nechol afer. If nightfall comes, he can't do it anymore. He says, V'amit l'sorach ha-shabarin, silch shor shabbos lo, if you're going to say that the only type of neder that you can revoke on Shabbos is Sorach Shabbos, by your chashcha, what does he say if it's nightfall, you can't revoke it? In other words, even 10 minutes before Shabbos, we discussed this last night, unlikely that there's any Sorach Shabbos, that if he makes a neder 10 minutes before the end of Shabbos, that Sorach Shabbos is involved, yet our Mishnah says that you can revoke the neder. So the Gemara says, Tanaihis. The Gemara says that whether, so we have one brisa that says that Rav Zutti taught the following brisa that Hafar Nedarim is only for Sorach Shabbos. But from our Mishnah, it sounds like Hafar Nedarim is even not the Sorach Shabbos. So we have a stira between the brisa and our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara connects this to a machloka Tanaim that we learned yesterday. Tanaihi. Hafar Nedarim Kulayom, we learned that one Tana, the Tana Kama, the Brisa holds that a far nedarim you have till the end of the day. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Blas, Rabbi Shimon, Amru, Meit Lei. But these two Tanaim, i.e., Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Blas, Rabbi Shimon, hold you have 24 hours from the time the woman makes the nether. Lamanda Mark, Kulayom, in Tfeilo, the one who, the opinion, the first opinion that holds you only have till the end of the day, not anymore, Afidl Shlo, Sarah Shavit Meitler. So then, since the clock, in other words, The time with Shabbos, the clock is going to run out. So if I don't do the Hafar Nedarim today, I'm going to lose the ability to do the Hafar Nedarim. So he would hold, you could do Hafar Nedarim, even if it's not with Sarah Shabbos. Laman Damar Meit La'eit, but the opinion that says you have 24 hours, with Sarah Shabbat in, Shalom Sarah Shabbat low. In other words, if it's 24 hours and she makes the neder at 2 o'clock on Shabbos, so wait till after Shabbos and do the Hafar Nedarim. Now, let me just do a line in the Rosh and we'll take some questions. Okay, so let me see the rush. 1 second. I'm looking for it. Yeah, so if you look at in my Gemara, it's the fourth very wide line in the rush downstairs. Ulamat, the fourth very wide line. Everybody have the rush, the fourth very wide line in the rush. Chai, you have it. Okay, and Josh, you have it. Okay, and Yaakov, Fern, and okay, Gabriel. It's Ulaman Damar, near the two dots, and Daniel. Okay, Ulaman Damar Meid Leid, the Sorach Shabbat in, the Sorach Shabbat low. So if the opinion that holds that you get 24 hours, he holds you can only do Hafar Nadarim for Sorach Shabbos. Im Nadru Shabbat, in the Mayfair, the Sorach Shabbat. If Shemin and Neder on Shabbos, you can only be Mayfair with Sorach Shabbos. Avom Nadru Be'erev Shabbat, let's say she made the Neder on Erev Shabbos at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And her husband heard about it for Shabbos and didn't, you know, exercise his right to revoke it before Shabbos. Make her b'Shabbat appeal shlod sarach b'Shabbat, meaning even the opinion that holds that normally you can only do a part nedarim for sarach Shabbos. And we said that's the opinion that holds that it's 24 hours, so we can only do the sarach Shabbos, but. And let's say there's a neder which isn't the Sorach Shabbos. The Sorach Shabbos would be, let's say, the woman made a neder that prohibits her from eating meat or eating bread or drinking wine or something like that. So Shabbos is not going to go well for her if she can't do those things. So nevertheless, that opinion would also hold, let's say she made a neder not with Sorach Shabbos, but if she made the neder on Friday afternoon, then he could be revoke it because it's going to run out Shabbos afternoon. The afal pisha yechol lehafer mi'etmol. Even though he could have done the hafara before Shabbos, come on, we're going to say later on in the Gemara, in the Shalin al Nedarim b'Shabbat, the Tzorach HaShabbat, he says that you could be asked on Nedarim on Shabbos for Tzorach Shabbos, Afilu Nedarim Shalim Shalim Vod Yom. In other words, the fact that you could have done it before Shabbos is not Ma'al Nam Ori. In other words, whatever heter you have, you got it. So the opinion that holds, I can only be made for Tzorach Shabbos, but she made the neder before Shabbos, but nevertheless, he says, this is talking about, I'm sorry, this is talking about the Shailas Nedarim. Shailas Nedarim is going to a Chacham. So, not Hafar Nedarim, Shailas Nedarim. So, even if I hold, I can only do Shailas Nedarim, Sarah Shabbos, but if I could have done it before Shabbos, this is far to say I should have done it before Shabbos. Nevertheless, that opinion holds. I could still do it on Shabbos. Hilkach Hachanami. So Ron wants to make sort of a tzushtel. Came in this man over since the clock is running out on him, afilu shalot sorach mafirin. In other words, so here, shalot sorach will be mafir. In other words, the clock is running out, so we're going to, just like over there, we were matir l'sorach Shabbos, but he could have done before Shabbos, but it's not malam or right? Here he could have done before Shabbos, but the clock is running out. V'hach b'raith the tani ein mafirin el sorach ha-shabbat. The b'raith says that asking sorach Shabbos, atik rabbi yosi rabbi Yehuda, uvenad rabbi Shabbat. That's talking about Rishmila Neder on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda says you get 24 hours. Okay, let's just digest what we did, and we'll take some questions, comments, thoughts, and then we'll go on. Okay, let's just, we'll summarize and think it through. So, we're just 1 minute, this minute, everybody, let's just listen to the review, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So, we had a Mishnah from Masechet Shabbos, which the Gemara quoted. The Mishnah says that Nefirim Nedarim B'Shabbos, on Shabbos you could do Hapar Nedarim, means the father or the husband. And Yishalom Nedarim Shem Tzorach HaShabbos. And Sheilas Nedarim is go to Bezdin or to a Chacham. That has to be the Tzorach Shabbos. But we weren't sure, is Hafar Nedarim the Tzorach Shabbos or not? So, cut to the chase. The Gemara ends up saying that our Mishnah sounds like even Shalom Tzorach Shabbos, you can be made for Nedarim on Shabbos. Because our Mishnah says that 10 minutes before the end of Shabbos, I can be made for my wife's Nedarim, even though it's unlikely to have any Tzorach Shabbos 10 minutes before Shabbos. But I can do so. It sounds like that it doesn't have to be the Tzorach Shabbos. Whether it's Tzorach Shabbos or not, Tzorach Shabbos, it could be Mayfair. But then there's a Braisa that says, Mefurash, that it has to be the Tzorach Shabbos in order to live in the Darim. So we have a stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa. So the Gemara resolves it and says, that stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, that tracks the Machlok Tanoim, which we learned yesterday, that according to the Tanakhama, the Braisa, so you have till the end of the day to do Hafar in the Darim. So if I only have till the end of the day, till nightfall, so that'll hold, like our Mishnah, that even Shlod Tzorach Shabbos, they do Hafar in the Darim, because the clock is running out on me. Whereas the other Mishnah, the other opinions from the other Tanayim, which is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, they hold you have 24 hours. So 24 hours, so if my wife made a nether at 2 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon, so if it's not Tzorach Shabbos, wait till after Shabbos. And then I'll do the Hafar and the Darim. But in Achinam, we learned in the Ran that if she had made the Neder before Shabbos, and I have 24 hours from there, according to that opinion, nevertheless, I'd be able to do the Hafar and the Darim, even Shalot Tzorach Shabbos, because I won't have time, after Shabbos. Okay, now, questions, comments, and thoughts. Go.
No, really,
it means on a din Torah, there's only 24 hours, but we're not sure. Finished mashu safek yom safek laila. So that's so because of the sfeika, we're doing that way. Nobody says you get 25 hours. No, you get you get 24 hours. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts?
Finished mashu does not happen now. It's going to be
25. I'm saying, pairs of two. You get 24 hours. Okay, now, what's up? Yaakov, you want to say something? Gabriel, you want to say something?
Problem with somebody. He said, may it not to work on Friday in order not to break the Shabbos. Is that just about?
If he's doing something like that, then it would be, it could be ineffective. It could be ineffective, yes. No, it depends. It depends what he said. I don't want to get into it depends exactly what he said, but he should speak to a chacham. He should speak to a chacham about it. Okay, now a chacham. He needs to speak to a rabbi. He needs to speak to a rabbi about it. Okay, all right. Okay. Now I'm going further in the Gemara. Now, all right. So now. We're at the small gimel. We're 20 lines down on Zion Amud Aleph. Everybody with me? Okay. Now, v'nishal in the darim shein l'tzorach haShabbat. Now, this was the Mishnah we did on line 1 and 2 of today's Gemara. So the Mishnah also said nishal in the darim shein l'tzorach. So we're shifting gears. Now we're talking shein l'tzorach is if you go to a bezdin or you go to a chacham who's a mumcha to do hatar in the darim. So that's clear. that you only do that on Shabbos if it's the Surah Shabbos. So Ibailahu Shayolahem Tnai or Dumashelahem Tnai. So is that talking about that you can do the Shayla's Neder on Shabbos if you didn't have time before Shabbos? Or even if you had the time before Shabbos, you could still do it on Shabbos. In other words, when we say that if it's the Surah Shabbos, like do Shayla's Neder, does that mean there was no opportunity before Shabbos to do it? But if there was an opportunity, then I can't do it. I should have done it before Shabbos. I didn't. Tough luck. What does it mean? Even if I had the opportunity before Shabbos, I could still do the Shayla on Shabbos. So Tashma, so the Gemara is going to bring a proof from the following incident. It is that Kikuli Rabban and the Braid, the Rav Zutra, Braid, Rav Zira, a film of Zaram Shalom Panayim Yvod Yom. That the Chachamim got involved with the son of Rav Zutra, the son of Rav Zira, even the darn that he had time before Shabbos. It means on Shabbos they got involved with him. So the implication, this is what the Ran was saying earlier, that even if he had time before Shabbos, still he could do it if it's the Sorok Shabbos, we could do it on Shabbos. All right, now Savar of Yosef Lameimar, Nishalim Darim B'Shabbat B'Yachid Mumcha in B'Shloshet Yotot Lo B'Shem B'Chazei Kibina. So again, we're talking about Sheilas Nedarim. So everybody agrees Sheilas Nedarim can only be done on Shabbos with Sorach Shabbos. It has to be the Sorach Shabbos. So one reason we said is because it looks like it did. It looks like an act of the Beis Din. So Rav Yosef thought that's only that when you say that you have a green light to Sheilas Nedarim and Shabbos, it's only going to a Yachid Mumcha, to an individual who's an expert in Hilchot Nedarim. And he on his own can be Matil the Neder. But three laymen who look a lot like a Beis Din, that even that the Tana of the Mishnah does not give a green light for. Mishum David Chazek Dina. Looks like you're going for a Din Torah. You're not allowed to go for a Din Torah on Shabbos. And that's a Gzeira because they may come to right. So he says, Amar Le'Abai. So Abai, we know, is a Talmud of Rav Yosef. Abai says to Rav Yosef, came in the sphere lana afilu meumad afilu bekrovim afilu belayla. He says, look, even if I do three hedyotot, but the halacha is we hold that the dayanim can even be standing when they do the hatar nedarim. Afilu bekrovim, we hold that dayanim can even be related to the petitioner. Afilu belayla, the dayanim can even do the hatar nedarim at night. None of those things are allowed with the Beis Din. The Beis Din always has to be sitting. The Beis Din can never be krovim. The Beis Din doesn't meet at night. He says, lo mechazek dina. So the fact that we could do those things, and the people, means people generally, if they view it and they see the situation, they're aware of those dinim, so it doesn't look like a din if he goes to the Beis Din of Hedyotot on Shabbos. It doesn't look that way. All right, let's do a little bit of the run. I'll do 10 lines of work it's wide. Yachid mumcha in b'shloshah lo, which means mechazek dina. So we thought with three laymen, not, because it looks like a din, but kind of on the Dana B'Shabbat, we hold that we don't do any dinim on Shabbos. He says, and even if he says that, what does it mean, the mumcha, that he's got smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, it still doesn't look like a din. If there's one person there, nobody associates it with the Beis Din. He says, but then you have to be sitting. Krovim are psulim for din. All right, let's take a look. So the issue is really why krovim not allowed. So krovim not normally allowed in a regular din. I don't remember if the Gemara learns it from Pasuk, but the Gemara learns that the bottom line is Hatar Nedarim is not like the same as the Din Torah. That's the bottom line. That Hatar Nedarim, in other words, presumably, it's not adversarial, but it has different rules in the road. All right, let's take a look for the Gemara. Now, wait, let me do a few more lines, I'll get there. Now, so Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Halacha Mathir Nedarim Bar Laila. So Rav says the halacha is that we do hafarat nedarim at night. Now, going back to hafarat nedarim, which is a different topic with the husband and the wife. This is v'hamat nitin he nadra b'lein the Shabbat. So what do we need, Rav? Teach me that. I know it already from our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that if she makes a neder on Friday night, the husband can revoke it. Clearly, he's doing the hafarat nedarim on Shabbat. So I don't need Rav to teach me that halacha. Ela'ima halacha nishalim b'layla. Rather, Rav said, we do the she'ela, in other words, a person can petition the chacham at night to do hafarat nedarim at night. or the Beis Din of Layman. So Amalei Rav Abba Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hachi. Now, the Gemara is going to have three ways to understand next piece of Gemara. So I'll do the first way, which is the way that Rashi / Mepharish learns this, okay? So, yeah, Gabriel, are you focused on the Gemara? Gabriel? All right. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Abba Rav Huna Amar Rav. So it says, Amalei Rav Abba Rav Huna Amar Rav Hachi. So again, Rav Huna said that Rav said, Halacha is Nishalim Nedarim Balayla. If you do Shalas Nedarim at night. So Rabbi Abbas and Rav Huna, did Rav really say that? So he says, Amar Rav Hati, Amar Lei, Ishtik. So the way that the Rashi / Mepharish learns is Rav didn't actually say it. Somebody said it in his presence and Rav was silent. So Amar Lei, Ishtik Ka Amrat, Hoshati Ka Amrat. When you said, did you mean he was silent? Like he's doing like he heard it and he was quiet, or did you mean that he was drinking and he didn't say anything while he was drinking? And then you left and you don't know if he said anything after he's done drinking. So that's the way that the Rashi learns. Let's look at the Rashi on the second very wide line in the Rashi. He says Amar Rav Hachi the Shalom Darim Balaylo. He says Amalei Ishtik Rav Shosh Shema Devar Shatak. When he heard it, he was silent. Are you saying that somebody's mentioned this halacha in Rav's presence that we could do Shalas Nedarim on night and Shah and Rav was silent? The fact that he was silent, you said he agreed with it, like sort of shtiki koda. Odilma haki kamar, or maybe this is what you were saying. Rav habashati by yishaita did mar kamei shmaita. That he was drinking, I don't know, let's say coffee, whatever he was drinking, you know, when the person said this halacha, he says, Va'at nafkit lebra mikami delipso milishte, and then you left Rav's presence before he stopped drinking, below yadat my mahadir. You don't know what he responded. So that's the question. That's the way that Rashi / Mepharish learns it. So let's go a few more lines in the Gemara, and then I'll do some other pshatim, and then we'll pause, okay? So the Gemara says on the bottom line, Amar Rav Ika Bar Avin is not to play Rav the Rabba. So Rav Ika, the son of Avin, says that Rav got involved with Rabba. Turn page, top line on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, 77b. The Kituna de Bei Rav, in like a small chamber in near the Beis Medrash. Omed Yechidi Uvalayla, and he said that a person when he's doing Shelas Nedarim, the Dayan could be standing. He could do it by himself. And he could do it at night. So that seems to be a proof that indeed Rav does hold that Nishalin Balayla. Okay, let me just do a few lines in the Ran, and then we'll take a pause. Okay, so now we have different versions of what was said and what wasn't said. So let's look now in the Ran on the second medium wide line on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph 77a. Fine, we can do it at night. Now, in this version, there's different gersaos what the Gemara said. So here he's saying, Ashkian ka'amart, Rav Huna sha'al et Rabbi Abba, Mashta shu'alani, Amarav hachi. In other words, in this version, Rav Huna is the one who quoted Rav. And Rabbi Abba says, Rav Huna, did Rav say that? So here, Rav Huna's response, in our Gemara, Rav Huna's response is Amalei Ishtik. In this response is Ashkin Ka'amar. Rav Huna Sha'al Rabbi Abba, Mashta Sholani Lamar Rav Hachi, from the Sphere Lay Haishmaita, Ashkli Kos Ka'amar. In other words, are you asking me this because you also agree with the statement that I record in the name of Rav that you can do Shinas Nedarim at night. And so you want to like give me like a cup, like Yashar Koach. In other words, like I, Rabbi Abba, hold this way as well. So is that what Rav said? In which case, I'm ecstatic. So Ashkenaz is because you want to give me a cup of, you know, wine or something to drink. Is that what you're saying? Ashkenaz Ka'amar? Oh, if Tikkun Ka'amar. Or if Tikkun Ka'amar, Chetatama, Hechi Amarahavi. In other words, or you wanted to silence me. In other words, that you said, how could Rav possibly have said that you could do a Sheila at night? He says, "V'nekabat shatekum." You wanted to silence me. He says, "Ulfi peirzeh lo garish tashma." So according to this, we wouldn't have the gears of later on, like some have the gears of the bottom line tashma, that Rav is bringing proof that Rav, you know, did say this. Elo hadravika meimer ba'apinafshi. That's a separate statement by itself. So in other words, so according to this version, the question is really, in other words, Rav Huna indeed said that Rav said you could do the Sheila at night. There's no question that Rav Huna said that. But Rabbi Abba questions him, and what, in other words, the Gemara doesn't get into that. Rav Huna says that this is what Rav said. But Rabbi Abba is saying, did Rav really say that? So Rav Huna is asking, are you asking me, did he say that because Yash Koach that he said it, and I also hold that way. Is that why you said that? So that's Ashkian Kamar. You see, you want to like have a drink, you know, with me, like you're so happy that somebody agrees with you, or is it Ishtikan Kamar? You wanted to silence me, like say, how could Rabbi possibly said that? I hold something different. But there's no question that Rav Huna said that Rav said that way, and then the Gemara brings another statement that Rav indeed said that, but it's not like Tashma, the super con it. That's the second way. Now, here's the third way. I mean, it's the first way in the Ran, but the second way. We had Rashi Slayas Mefarish and the first version in the Ran. And the version of the Ran is based on different Girsaot. You can see different words. Now, the last medium wide line in the Ran, the Itta Garsi, some have the Girsa Amar Rav Hachi Amar Lei Ishti. Amarlei Ashken Kamard or Ashtekak Kamard. Amarlei Tashma the Rabika Bakule. Bahaki Perusho. Amar Bahaki Rabbi Abishal Rabuna Im Shema Amar Rav Beferush. So now, in this last version of the Rav, Rabbi Ab is asking Rav Huna, did you actually hear Rav explicitly say this way? Eshibel Rav Huna, the Iwamar Kameh the Rav, Rav Shatak. He says in this version that Rav Huna himself said it before Rav, and Rav was silent. Bishal Rabbi Ab Rav Huna. Had the shatak like Rav, Bishum the Hodel of Barecha, Hadamo Melechabero Ashkiach, was because he was silent because he's agreeing with you. That's why he was silent. Odilma had the shatak like Shushusal Shatecha, Lokash Lashivcha. Or is silence, with silence, the way the Rav Leibowitz was saying, like silence sometimes means you agree with the person. And silence, I don't want to hear from this. I don't want to know from this. Like he wanted this, like he was saying, like you go to a meeting, sometimes people say things, you're silent, yeah, you're good with it. I don't want to hold this whole thing, but I want to know from it. So which way, yeah, Rav was silent. Which was he meaning? So then the Gemara brings Tashma, the Gemara brings, so we don't know what Rav held. So the Tzadah Shabbat with the Perish of Rashi and the Slav Shot in the Ran is we're not sure what Rav held. And then the Gemara brings this whole incident with Rav Ikabar Avin, is Dr. Clay, Rav Larabba, to teach us. So some of the gears of Tashma, that's like the Puk Bimavara, the whole thing. So in this, so Rav Leibowitz is mentioning, he said the Sip the Gemara had, a quote from Afarkasa Da'anya, he was talking about and he quoted, like, there's also a Maharit and a Chasim Sofer, if let's say, like, there's a community, and they make a certain rule, and somebody wasn't present at the meeting, is he bound by that rule? So there was the Maharit was saying, I think that he wasn't bound by the rule, and the Chasam Sofer was saying he is bound by the rule. So the way Rav Leibowitz was explaining, so how could this be? So I think this Aparkasta Da'anya was saying that it depends. Like, let's say there's a public notice in the shul, and they're having a meeting, and the person doesn't come. So then he's not bound by what they, you know, the meeting. But if they issue a specific summons for the person to come to that meeting, and he doesn't come to that meeting, then he's bound by it. In other words, there was an incident
with, like, at this meeting, they decided that the Rav doesn't have a koach, I think, to appoint who the shochet for the community is. So is the Rav, you know, is he bound by that meeting? So if he, if there was a specific summons to him, he is. But the point being, he's connecting to this thing with silence, that sometimes silence means, yeah, I'm signing you off on it. Yeah, I agree with it. Like with the meeting, you know, the signs up. Yeah, whatever you do is fine. That's agreeing to it. I didn't say right. The other way around. In other words, like you have the general notice of the meeting. So, you know, you do what you want. I'm not agreeing with it. But if you have a specific summons and you ignore it, then you're accepting whatever they decide is going to be that way. And that's what you want to say. But the thing is, it turns on these two lashonos in the Rav. It's sometimes silence is like go down. Now, in halacha, there is a din. Okay, just 1 second, and then you will be able to comment and write. Everybody can say. Okay, that's good. Okay, so in there is a concept in halacha of, like Danny was saying, shtika koda, but that's, and there's a, I think the Muke Yosef, I think, says this in Bava Metzia. I remember this in high school, that Rabbi Brovsky had pointed this out to us. He says that, like, if it's in Bezdin, then shtika koda. But if the argument is being made outside of Bezdin, then I can't deduce the shtika as like koda. It's a similar thing in the year. In other words, like, if I'm in Bezdin, yeah, I'm hearing the argument of my litigant and I'm silent, that's agreeing to it. But outside, he's not Hakamashanik. I said, let him Hakamashanik. I don't care what he says. You know, that type of thing. Okay, now. That which way? Well, but that's the point. In halakha, it's not that way. Okay, all right, now it's time for it to shine. Dana, you want to say something or no? Okay, all right. All right, anybody want to say anything? Questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? Happy? Okay, what? Go ahead, Josh. Again, so Rav Huna quoted Rav, and the halakha quoted Rav, like you do she'elas neder at night. Bezdin cannot meet at night, but he quoted Rav as saying you do she'elas neder at night. And then Rabbi Abba said to Rav Huna, did Rav really say that? So then we have some versions as to what follows next in the Gemara. So in this last version that the Ram quoted, he was saying, was he silent and that he agreed with you? So you said he was silent. Was he silent that he agreed with you or silent that he did not agree with you? In other words, that's what he was asking. Okay. All right. Now let's go further in the Gemara and I sign over base. Okay. Everybody with me? All right. Now. So I'll go on the top line again. So we have Rava, but he says Rava on the side. Rav Nachman. Halacha nishalim nedarim ome dechidi balayla. The halacha is we can do shalit nedarim even if the dayanim are standing, even if it's yachidi, it's yachid mumcha, uvalayla, and he could do it at night as well. Uva Shabbat, we could do the shalit nedarim on Shabbos. Uva Krovin, and it can even be mishpacha. Bafilu hayala hen panayim ibaod yom. And even if the person had time before Shabbos, but presumably it has to be the Tzorach Shabbos, he could nevertheless do Shiz Nadarim on Shabbos. Okay, well, please, let's wait. Hold off and keep notes, and then we'll break in afterwards, okay? So the Gemara says, Omeid, you mean the Dayan can be standing, but Hatanya, we learn in the Braisa, he says, Yarad Rabbi Gamliel Menachamur, that there was an incident where somebody wanted to do Hatar Nadarim, so Rabbi Gamliel, he got off from the Chamor, the donkey, but it's Atev, he wrapped himself, and like there's a din in Itu for the members of the Bezdin, v'yashav, and he sat down, v'hitilo nidro. So here, again, so Rav Gamliel is the Tana, and we're quoting Rav in the name of Rav Nachman, the Ramarai. So you're saying that you could do Nishalim and Darim, even Omeid, but it doesn't sound like from this incident that since Rav Gamliel made the effort to dafka sit down, it doesn't sound like you could be Omeid. So the Gemara says, Rav Gamliel Savar, now here is different Girsaos, but the Girsa that the Ran has, which is Art's real favorite, and which is the one we're going to do, is, he says, Rav Gamliel Savar, Ein Potchim B'Charata. So Rav Gamliel holds that we can't use Charata as a way to vacate the Neder. So Charata is that the person, he regrets it, but he had acted under, let's say, like he was angry or something like that. That will not be a basis to vacate the nether. So ma'akar nidra ba'inan ubay iune. So it requires, so you need a petach. So for a petach, it needs more examination. So it means more analysis. So he had to sit down. Ahachi yashav. Rav Nachman savar, and here the other girsa, which is the girsa that the Ran has, is potchin b'charata. Rav Nachman holds, no, we can use charata as a way to bake with an eder, b'afilu ma'umad. As a result of that, we can even do ma'umad. So he wants to connect the idea of whether the dayan can be ma'umad or not to whether potchin b'charata. If it's potchin b'charata, then it can be ma'umad. If I need a petach, then it has to be yeshiva. And with ma'umad, Rav Leibowitz was quoting from the Meiri. There were different pshat in what ma'umad means. But one pshat, ma'umad can be standing, but ma'umad could also mean like doing whatever you want to do. Like we had, remember the yesterday, the Gemara, like one of the Chachamim was shooting arrows. Yeah. Right. And so the idea is like according to that pshat, it means if it's charata, so you don't need such big focus. Now, I'm only Rav or Rav Nachman. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, Chazimar Hami Rabbana da Atamima Rava. He says, did you see this Chacham who came from Eretz Yisrael? Ba'amar, and he stated, is the Kikuli Rabbanan the braid to Rav Huna bar Avin, that the Chachamim, they got involved with Rav Huna, son of Avin, Visharule Nidre, and they were Matir's Neder, Ba'amrule, and they said to him, Zeal Ubay Rachme El Nafshach the Chatat. In other words, even though they were Matir the Neder, they said it should go, you should be Mbakish Rachim because you sinned by making this Neder, even though we were mocked in the Neder. The Tani Rav Dimi, Achud Rav Safra, because Rav Dimi, the brother of Safra, taught the following Brisa, call a Noder, Afkishu Makaimo, that if a person makes a Neder, even though he fulfills the Neder, the Krachote, he's called a sinner. I'm Rav Zvid, my cross. Rav Zvid said, what's the Pasuk that, you know, confirms that he's called a sinner? It says, V'chitech Talendor, lo yivachachet. So it says in Parshat Kitetzei, if you stop making an oath, you won't have a chait. Yeah, Gabriel, can you see inside or not? Or do you have the, please find the place inside, okay? The implication is, if you're not making a neder, you don't have a chait. If you are making an arm, you do have a chait. So, okay, so that's that piece. Now, let me just pause for a second. One second. Okay, so this we have. Okay, just one minute. Let me see, we're doing, all right. Try, are you still with us? Okay. All right, let me just do a little piece with this and then I'll open up the floor. Okay, now, the Shach cites the Yerushalmi in the Darim that rules that when one serves the judge to annul a vow, he must sit wrapped in his coat. And we said Ituf. Does this requirement to sit wrapped explains the Korban Aida, similar to the requirement for judges who sit in judgment, which in Shulchan Aruch explains demands being sitting wrapped in his coat. This prerequisite is also mentioned in our Gemara, where we are told that Rabbi Gamliel climbed down from his donkey and wrapped himself in his coat before he sat down to annul a person's vow. This comparison, however, leads to an interesting ramification. The Shalach Kadosh writes that nowadays it's no longer customary for judges to wrap themselves in judgment as they did in the past. The only similar practice that resembles the old custom, though, to the Shalach, is that he saw his Rebbe was particular to don the coat he wore when attending shul for judgment. Accordingly, it would seem that one who sits for the purpose of annulling a vow is not required to wrap himself with his coat, and is sufficient to wear the coat one wears for davening. Yerushalmi further discusses the appropriateness of annulling a vow wearing a onus, a garment that covers the head and only part of the body, a less formal garment than the wrapping described in the previous paragraph. The Gemara's conclusion is acceptable for annulling less severe vows. The Korban Aida explains that less severe vows, first vows can be annulled with regret karata, rather than having to find an opening, a petach. The reason for the distinction is that the vows that are annulled with regret do not require the same degree of concentration as do those that require the judge to find an opening. Therefore, they are not considered similar to judgment, and the formality associated with judgment does not apply, and wearing a garment that is respectful sufficient as a practical matter, since nowadays we do not annul vows based upon regret alone, and we look for an opening, petach, is necessary for the judge to wear the formal garments that they wear when attending shul. Okay, now, he does mention, let me just see, and then I'll pause. He mentions here, this was in footnote 4. It was customary for a judge to wrap himself in his cloak out of respect for the divine presence, which attends court deliberations, if the screen is there. And this practice also enhances the judge's concentration, making it more difficult to look around and be distracted. What's Rashi and Seth Chavez on Daf Yud? Okay, who's the question, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Again, so whatever, yeah, anything you could do on Shabbos, you could do on Yom Kippur. So right. So the Gemara ended up concluding that we end up saying that Barnadarim can even be Shlola Tzorach Shabbos. So a Barnadarim on Yom Kippur could even be Shlola Tzorach Yom Kippur. Yeah. Okay. All right. Say again, repeat. No, canceling is not a sin. Where did we say it was a sin? No, we didn't say it was a sin. It's canceling that error. Where did you see that? No, but Sharulay Nidr, they were mocked here, but they said you made a sin by making the Nidr. Okay? All right. Now, let's see further in the Gemara. Now. So, I don't, you can look at the Gemara earlier. I don't know if the Gemara mentioned this Pasuk earlier. Okay? Let's see further. Now. All right. Now, we're four lines above where it gets wide, and I'm Zayman Abayis. Tanya, Ha'omer Le'isho, and the man says to his wife, Kol Adarim Shetiduri, Efshi Shetiduri, Ein Zaneder, Lo Amar Klum. So again, the Ran has more than one shot, but the second shot that the Ran has, if a man says to his wife, any Adarim that you will make a Neder in the future, but even though it's future tense, he really means in the past tense. In other words, any Adarim that you made, Efshi Shetiduri, I'm not happy with it, or he says Ein Zaneder, or he says Non Neder, Lo Amar Klum, meaning, in order to do hafarat nedarim, you have to say mufar lichi or batel lichi. I have to say it's mufar, it's revoked, or it's batel, it's nullified. If he's like beating around the bushes, that doesn't count as hafarat. Like any neder you make, I'm not happy with, that's not a hafarat nedarim. He's got to use the words mufar lichi or batel lichi. He says ain't a neder, it's not a neder, that doesn't do anything. But if he, conversely though, on the kiyum part, if he said you did good, the ain't kamod chaz, nobody like you, or he says if you didn't make a neder, I would put you in a neder. He says givarim kayamin. So then that is effective. Okay, yeah. So kiyum. So let's just see in the. One second. Yeah, so three lines above where it gets wide in the Ran, and then I got a rush. He says, Uman de garis le mefarish the bright tahati, haomer le ishto ben adarim sha'avru, yev shish de reklomar, yev shibahem, inami damar la intaneder, lomar klom, diva hafara, the shom meforish by it. So the Ran says, I need an explicit language for hafara. V'chi katani kol nerv shturi atin makom avarhu. The Ran says here, it's like future instead of using the past tense. He says, v'shenadar kamar, v'ashkan tu v'dechvatei. Because we see many situations like this where they use the future tense, but it means the past. Inami, Shtaduri Dafka, believe the Rebbe. So then he has a different shot. Then he says, one second, on the third white line now, Benira Be'enai, the Tama de Milta, the Kim of the Tani of Kaman, Kim Belibo, Kim, the Gemara learns later on, I'm sorry, one second. Yeah, on the second line, at the end of the line. In other words, by hafara I need explicitly. In other words, when it comes to kiyum, so he can even confirm it in his heart. So the threshold for kiyum is lesser. Hafara, I need clear language for the hafara. All right, let's see back in the Gemara, then I'll pause in a few lines. Okay, now on the first very wide line, Lo Yomar Adam Le'ishto B'Shabbat, a person shouldn't say to his wife on Shabbos, Mufar Lichi, Bakal Lichi, Kidera Shomer La B'chol. He shouldn't say to her, in other words, even though he's doing the part of the garment Shabbat, he shouldn't use the same language he would use during the week. Ela Omer La. Tli v'ichli, in other words, let's say she made a neder that bars her from eating meat. So he, the husband, will take a piece of meat and say, here, take this piece of meat. Or if she made a neder not to have wine, here, take this wine. In other words, that is explicit enough. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Sarishki Batel Blibo. Rabbi Yochanan says, in addition to which, the husband in his heart has to think, Mufar Lichi, I'm Mayfair it, on Shabbat. Tanya, Bechamay Rim, Bishabbat Mibatel Blibo. Bechamay says, on Shabbos, you're Mibatel Blibo. Bechol Motzik Svatav. During the week, you're Motzik Svatav. Behil Omrim, Echadze, Bechadze, Mibatel Blibo. Bechol Motzik Svatav. Behil says, that whether it's during the week or on Shabbos, you could be Mabata Belibo, you don't have to articulate it. But it means that Mabata Belibo, in conjunction with saying, please, right. In other words, like he says to her, here, take this piece of meat, and he knows about the netter, but then he says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Chacham Shamar B'Lashon Baal. The Chacham is Makir netter. Let's say the Chacham says, Mufar Lichi. He says, Ubal Shamar B'Lashon Chacham. Or if the husband says to the wife, he says, Lo Amar Klum. Neither one said anything effective. He says, the Tani, we learned that. In other words, each one has to use the appropriate language, which is appropriate to what they're doing. And again, they're not the same thing. We've discussed this many times before, but Hatarat Nadarim is you're uprooting the nether ab initio, as if it never existed. That's Hatarat Nadarim. With Hafarat Nadarim, you're just revoking it from now going forward. But if they don't use the right Lashonot, then it's nothing. It's a nullity. Okay? Josh, can you sit up straight? So the Gemara says, he says, the Tanya, Zeha Davar, in other words, says Zeha Davar. This is what Hashem, in other words, says, by the Rashi Moshem Hamatol, the Nesel Limor, Zeha Davar Shetziv Hashem. This is what Hashem has commanded. It means exactly like this. Chacham Matir, Bein Baal Matir. Only the Chacham do Atar Nadarim, not the husband. Shechol, I might have thought, then he's still with us, Uma Chacham Shein Mayfair Matir. A chacham can't do a part in the darim, but he can do a hatar in the darim. Baal shemefer, the husband can do a hatar in the darim, inodin shematir. So the husband can also do a hatar in the darim. Kamal lomar, ze hadavar. So it says ze hadavar, it has to be exactly the way the Torah says it. He says chacham matir, vein baal matir. Only the chacham can be matir. Tani ida, if we learn another braisa, ze hadavar, baal mefer, vein chacham mefer. So this second braisa, yeah, he says the first price was Ein Baal Matir. This is Ein Chacham Mefer. Shechol Uma Baal Shein Matir Mefer. I might have thought the husband can't do a tar nadarim, but he can do a fart nadarim. Chacham Shmatir and Dinsh Mefer. Maybe the Chacham should be able to do a fart nadarim. Tamalomar Zeh Davar Baal Mefer Ein Chacham Mefer. Okay, so that's that piece. Okay, now who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? No. Remember, that's what Rashi brings down in the Chumash, is the Hashem Yislach law. Right? The Gemara learns that way, that let's say, unbeknownst to the wife, let's say she made a neder that prohibits her from having meat. Doesn't have to be on Shabbos. He cancels it, but she doesn't know about it. And then she takes and eats it, so she didn't violate a neder, but she did do an Aveira, because she's eating it thinking that it's Isur, but it's really Heter. She did do an Isur, so she doesn't have to know about it. It's no, right. Yeah, which book, Josh? Right. That's it. Right. Okay, now, let's look at the last run. Don't close it up yet. Three lines from the bottom. So Amrav Yochanan Chacham Shamar B'Lashon Baal Dahinu Mufar Lich Ubal Shamar B'Lashon Chacham Shamar Mutar Lich B'Lashon Baal Mufur Shubiktuv. The Ran says the language of the husband, that's explicit in the Pesukim, two lines from the bottom. Dahinu L'Shon Hafara. In other words, the Torah says Miafer Yafer. He does, the husband does Hafara. L'Shon Chacham Davi Mutar Lich, and the language of the Chacham, which is Mutar Lich or Mutar Lach Mashmalei, that I can extrapolate. It says the person makes an eder, he shouldn't make it profane. But the Gemara has a drasha, which we had earlier, that other people could make it profane. By chulin, it sounds like mutar is the most appropriate term, is what he's saying. Okay, so I think that's it for tonight, unless anybody has any questions, comments, or thoughts. Okay. wrap it up. Okay, let me just wrap up the recording. Thank you, Brooks. Yeah.